Hello, everyone, and welcome into another edition of Tiny Biscuits. I'm Tom Callahan, at Callahan on Air on Twitter. Give me a follow there if you would, please. And while you're there, check out my Twitter bio. The link to our brand new Talking Puck Discord is there. Come be a part of the community. We talk hockey and, well, whatever else happens to come up. But it's an awful lot of fun, and it's a growing community. We would love for you to be a part of it. Okay, on today's Tiny Biscuits, well, it's kind of an interesting situation we find ourselves in. Not only hockey fans, but sports fans in general. As of this taping, we are starting to see athletes saying, I'm not going to play when our leagues return to play, including in baseball. Three players on Monday have said, we're not going to play, including two-time All-Star Ryan Zimmerman. A lot of the reasons given are family and health related, and you know what? You cannot begrudge any individual player the right to do this. The question will become, as we move forward with this, with positive cases, which I don't know, I feel it's a given, you may not, but I feel it's a given that there will be positive tests, and how many will it take, which is one of the sticking points for the NHL right now between the PA and the league. How many will it take to pause the season? How many will it take to cancel the season? And then there will be the issue of players not showing up. Maybe not in the NHL, but it's certainly possible. And will there be repercussions? Mike Leake is a 32-year-old pitcher for the Arizona Diamondbacks who, in the final year of his contract, he was due $16 million if there was a full year this year, and says he's not going to be there. This is a guy who is fighting for a spot at the end of the rotation. If he's going to say no thank you, what other players might decide to make that choice as well, especially given the control over the bubble? Will families be allowed to come in and out of the bubble? How is that going to work? There's just an awful lot of questions here. And at the forefront of it all will be protecting the health of the players and the staff associated with the teams that do return to play. All of this just brings a lot of uncertainty. And so my question becomes, as the NHL now kind of has to push its date for camps back a little bit, a lot of players are trying to report, but not everybody. And that initial July 10th date seems to be a little bit further back in the teens, and it's kind of a nebulous date. It's a soft date anyway, and the league really does want to get it back going and open these training camps, but are they going to be able to? And will players, in their heart of hearts, when they sit down and talk to their families, especially those with families and children and what have you, are they going to do it? And what happens if a big name guy does not play? Again, it's hard to judge anyone based on giving a reason of, well, I think it's best for my family and my health and their health if I don't play. You can't begrudge anyone that. But now you have to wonder, does that significantly derail things moving forward? I think we're going to see it happen in all of the leagues. We've already heard the rumblings in basketball, again now in baseball, which is going to come back and play a 60-game season, and the National Hockey League trying to restart itself as well, hand out the 2020 Stanley Cup. What's going to become of that? So I think this is something that is going to be a bigger and bigger issue as the week and weeks wear on. Something definitely to keep an eye on. Want to remind everybody, in case you didn't see Talking Puck TV on Sunday night, Mike and I threw the question out there, and we would love you to participate in this as well, especially in the chat on next Sunday's show. But we talked about renaming the NHL Awards to fit in more with current times. So, for example, the leading scorer should be the Wayne Gretzky Award, is something that Mike said. So if you're going to rename all those awards, the Vezina, the Calder, the Art Ross, the Conn Smythe, who would you name them after? What would you call them? And that's going to be a topic we're going to discuss. You can discuss it over on our Discord for Talking Puck during the week, and we'll also be covering it, Mike Haynes and myself, on the show on Sunday nights. And remember, we're live at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. We're on Twitch, we're on Mixer, and we're on YouTube. All right, that's it for this edition of Tiny Biscuits. I appreciate y'all being here, and I will talk to you next time. This is Tom Callahan. Give me a follow on Twitter, at Callahan on Air. The link for the Discord is in the bio. And also, we appreciate you following our TV show and the podcasts as well. Talk to you next time.